Sheikh Avav, Yom Dalet, Zayin Tishrei.
We're starting the Sugya of Olos Achroin. One, just maybe a little akdama that you can consider a chazorah on one inyan, but I think it's akdama. We mentioned Shita Saran, that is two parshas of Nisroikno. It's two parshas of Nisroikno. Is Nisroikno benedorim sheloi niru la'orus, that he didn't hear about them, and the orus dies, is Nisroikno reshus la'av, the father could be mefer on his own, and the Ran learns that there is no parsha of Nisroikno, it's not a din of Yerusha, because the father goes back to his original koyach. The father has a koyach aforem mitzad atzmoi. The orus shares him. The orus dies, or the orus divorces, it goes back to reshus av. So wide that you don't need even a pasuk that it goes back to reshus av. Misvor, it goes back to the reshus av. Misvor, it goes back to the reshus av. This is benedorim sheloi niru la'orus. Benedorim sheniru la'orus, that the Orus had a tfisa on the nether, he heard about the nether already, there it can go back naturally, me'elov, to the reshus of the father. Because Lemaisa, the Orus already had a tfisa. So there's a new parsha of Nisroikno. What is the pshat, the new parsha of Nisroikno? Is a Yerusha, that the father is Yoyresh the Koyach of the Baal. And it's two parshas. Now in the first parsha is on a posuk. The father goes back to himself, me'elov, it goes back to the reshus of the av. Me'isabal nisroik no reshus la'av, beloi niru la'orus. Beniru la'orus, the orus had a tfisa in it. It's nisroik no reshus la'av, that he takes over the baal. This was the yisoid we said, and the Rosh learns no. Everything needs a pasuk. Afterwards, a yetziyah misvor, and nothing comes back. Everything needs a pasuk. Aber bedas, aran, beloy niru, you don't need a pasuk. Only beniru, you need a pasuk. This was the aleph base that we miyasa the last 2 days, b'shita saran. From deswegen, we mentioned that the ran came in daf ayin hey. This is very important to the yesodis of our sugya, and said, Rabbi Kiva holds, Yovam cannot be meifa. Orus could be meifa. A Baal could be Mefer, a Yavam, even though it is a Zika, Yavam cannot be Mefer. Zog the Ran. So what would be if you have a father in a Yavam, the Ainu, she's Naira Murosa, and the Oz dies, and she falls Leibu, and she makes a nether now. Zog the Ran, I have a Suffolk. Yavam can be Mefer, but he stares or he doesn't stare. Av, Baal stares. The Baal stares the Av. Yavam, mitzad echod, is not a Baal, or he can be Mefer. So maybe he will not stare. Oy dilme, no. Lemaise, he's be'etzim like a Baal in potential. He doesn't have a koyach of afore, but he stares. The Ran says he can't come to Achroi. We mentioned the Osamech has a similar shaila. You have an Oros that is a cheresh. The Gemara says later, as a tzad that cheresh cannot be Mefer Nedorim. He has to be Roy Leshmiya, ve'im be'yom shoma isha. Someone that can't hear can be Mefer. What if the Oros is a cheresh? So the Oros can't be Mefer. The father can be Mefer himself or not. What is the suffix? He can't be Mefer. He stares or he doesn't stare. Maybe if a Zayv write that he can't be Mefer, he doesn't stare. I don't know. The Chefzev of the Oros stares. So the Ran says, Klabi the Yovam, I have the same suffix. But it's not exactly the same suffix of the Oros Sameach. Because the Oros Sameach, Mitzadecho, the Baal is a regular Baal. It's even starker. So then it's a tzad that he stares. Or ideally, you have to have the Befoya. But the Yavam, the Ran has a suffix. Maybe he's Bichlal Nishken Baal. He's a lower Madrege. Maybe he doesn't stare. This is the suffix. So the Ran had a suffix. Zog the Ran, even that I had a suffix, it's only a new Nedorim that will happen now. Of a Nedorim that she made Be'oido Arusso. Say if the Oros heard about it, say if he didn't hear about it, and the Oros dies, then the father could be made for himself. The Dorim that she will make after the Oros died and is a Yavam, I have a suffix if the Yavam stirs or not. But the Dorim that she made by Ido Arusa, Saif the Olus heard, Saif the Olus didn't hear. The father could be made for himself. Why the father could be made for himself? But it's a Yavo. The answer is, Val Nedorim Sheniru Lehorus, the Ran learns that the way the father is Nisroikno, he yarshins the Koyach. If the Baal, if the Horus, so the father has two koiches now. He's two pictures. He's himself, and he's also Horus. So why do you have a mushterim? He has a koich on his own. Vali has a koich on his own. He doesn't need the Yavam, so the Yavam can't shterim. And the Ran says it the two double poshut. We will say that it's teirish and beteirish, such as that. The Ran says by him it's so poshut. That while the Orus died and Nisroikno Rishus Laav, the father could be made for what the Yavam can't shter. When she made the nether later, after the Misa, so now it's a normal Yavam with a normal Baal, but a bit normal father. I'm a Supik, a guy that can't be made for, makes a Yitzir, doesn't make a Yitzir. But if he comes Mikach Ab Orus and he died, Niru La Orus, and then it's the parasha of Nisroikno that the father Yarshans the Orus, the father has two Koiches and he could be made for himself. Just to give them the chiddush of the Ran. And the lomdim asa ha'ore. Chiddush, everything is glad. But the Ran says it's chiddush in two cases. That if the Oru, if she made the nether b'chai ha'orus, ben shoma ha'orus, ben loy shoma ha'orus, the father can be made for himself, the Yavam can't shter him, because the father is word too. Only if she made the nether after the p'tire, so now it's a normal father as the algemeine koyach, and the Yavam suffer if the Yavam is moitzi or not. But if she made it b'chaya horus, ben shoma ben lishoma, then we have the ozen isroikna that he gets over the koyches of the father, the baal, and the father has two hands, and the maid can be made for himself. Frek de lomdim. What do you mean the father can be made for himself, he has two hands? B'shoma horus, we said taka, it's the nun isroikna. Aber beloy shoma orus, the Gemara says, you don't have to come to the nun isroikno. Beloy shoma orus, nedorim shelo niru lo orus, even if she made them bechaya orus, this is the way the Ran and the Rosh and Afayin and by us learn, loy niru veniru means shoma veloy shoma. Beloy niru lo orus, we don't have to come to the nisroikno that he takes over the Baal. We could come out that the father goes to his algemene koyach, and maybe the Yavam has to shterim. But niru lo orus, you're right, the father can't come to his algemene koyach, he only could yashin the orus, so then Taka is two koiches. But the Ran and I, so by us, if would not have the Ran and the Rosh by us, like the Kerenoira taught that Niru Veloy Niru means he made Bechaya Orus or didn't make Bechaya Orus. But the Ran and the Rosh say, even if he made Bechaya Orus, if the Orus didn't hear, he didn't have a Tfisa, so the Ran learns that you could come back to the original Koyach and you made from yourself. You don't have to come to the Rosh. So Luchua, dear, the Yavon could tell. The whole Torah is Geshmak ben Niru Lohorus. But the Ran says, Klor and Dafayinei, Ben Niru, Ben Loi Niru Lohorus, Kol Shenodro, Bechai, Horus, Vemeis, Ha'av Yochel, Ofer, Levad. Fregen de Lomdim, how it stims? What is the answer? Weistois, Reb Nochem said, because Ruben brings it back, Weistois, that you're right, Benedorim Shaloi Niru Lohorus, that the Orus didn't hear about them, even if she made it Bechai Orus and he dies, the Ran learns, the father says, now I'm back to the original, I could work myself. Only if the Orus heard about him and is a Tfisa, the father can't go back to his original Koyach, and he has to Yarsha. But if, you're right, so Benedorim Shaloi Niru Lohorus, the father could go back to his original Koyach. If he will go back to his original Koyach, then the Yavam will shter him back. Beniru Lohorus, he can't go back to his original Koyach. So Yash is the father, the Baal. But even Beloy Niru Lohorus, if she made them Bechaya Horus, you're right that the Horus didn't have a Tfisa, the father could say, now I could come on my own and I could be Mefer. You're right. But if the father wants, Avada he could take over the Koyach of the Baal. The Torah gives him the Koyach to take the Koyach of the Baal. The Baal has a Koyach in the nether. Even though he didn't hear the nether, the Baal for sure has a Koyach in the nether. So while the Baal for sure has a Koyach in the nether, but mainly the father could take over the Baal even below Nirulos. Cause man that the nether was done Bechayos. If it's not done Bechayos, you can't take him over. But if it's done Bechayos, you could take over the Horus, the Haidu. Even though we're saying Lefi Deran, that Beloy Niru Lohorus, the father could work on his own, Beniru, he has the Yarshim. And when he has the Yarshim, Beshoma Horus. Beloy Shoma, he doesn't have the Yarshim. This is clear. But, after we say there is a Musik to Yarshim the Baal, So even if the Baal didn't hear about the neder, Kozman, she made the neder b'chare HaBaal, and the Baal dies, the father could say, I don't want to come this way, I want to yashin the Baal. You're right that I could come as my original, but I don't want to come as the original. I want to come as the krech, if the father, if the Baal, I want to yashin. Be'etzem, it's a double poshut. I know Belomdus, you'll say it's not so glad. The whole Avon and the Hemshech HaSugya by us, Be'etzem is Giboit, and this Hanocha, that the father Be'etzem has the right Alamol to say, I'm coming Mikoyach HaBaal. Even though we'll say that Beloy Niru, if she did it Bechayov, you don't have to come to that Nisroik, no, he could go with this way, he could say, I'm back to my original Koyach and I'm Eifa, but if he wants, he could take over the Koyach. We'll see how much we'll be maspik the nafkaminis. But this yesoid, if you don't say these words, the whole samachres, samachtes, nothing works. Nothing works in the sugis if you don't say this yesoid. And Reb Nochem was marich about this yesoid. I think also belong this, it's klo. But I want to start the Mishneh of Ous Achroin, that at least we'll have a little bit tfise and Ous Achro. It's two parts in the sugi of Ous Achro. It's the Mishneh and the Shtikal Gemore. Two in Yonah that will try to be Isaac today in the Sugi of Ous Achroin. We'll start the Mishneh. Nodro vehi aruso. Nisgar so boi beyoim. Nisar so boi beyoim. Afilu lemeo. Ovio vebailo aachroin mefirim medoreo. Ze aklal. Kol shelo yotzu lushus atzmo sho achas. Ovio vebailo aachroin mefirim medoreo. So the aloch is nairo amuroso that she made a neder. And נסגרשו, וחוזו ונסערסו, וחוזו ונסגרשו, וחוזו וחוזו אפילו מהפעמים, אוויר ובאי לו האחרוי מפירים מדורר. And this is the sugi of Ous Achroin, that Ous Achroin is meifo together with the father. And not only the father is meifo the nether, he's meifo together with the Ous Achroin. He's meifo together with the Ous Achroin. He's meifo together with the Ous Achroin. This is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Zog the Gemara, Minolon, the Ous Achroin Meifer Medorim, Sheniru La Ous Rishon. Who said that he has a koyach, Ous Achroin, to Meifer Medorim, Sheniru La Ous Rishon? What is the Gemara's kasha? Mechetese Ous Achroin could be Meifer Medorim, Sheniru La Ous Rishon. So the Ran, there is the Gemara like this. Nedorim that she made later, for sure the Ous Achroin is Mefer. She's an Ous Rishon. Even if Nedorim she made before, if it's not Niru L'Ous Rishon, so now the father is back to his original, so the second Ous is Kilu the first time. Lefideran, Beloy Niru L'Ous, when he dies, it's over. Now is a new father, back to the father, again Eirusin, he dies, over. Again me, again. So for sure you don't have to have a pasuk. And what the Gemara has to have a pasuk, if it's Niru L'Ous Rishon. Now, when he dies, it's a whole shtikul teir how it goes over to me. I take over the koyach of the father. Psagan to shtikul teir. Who said that now when I have a Ous Achroin, he could go into that? He could be a shutef with me. Or who said that he could connect to that nether Sheniru L'Ous Rishon? Arei be'etzem it's koyim by him. Was a pasuk that Ous is meifer b'koyim b'shutfusa de'av. Here he has to be meifer something that was belonged to Ous Rishon. So lefi deran, it's very meduktik in the Gemara. The Gemara is only asking a kasha, not minola that is a musak of Ous Sheini. Why not? The Ous dies back to the original father, and now it's Ous. Very glad. But nedorim sheniru l'Ous Rishon, these nedorim already be'etzem were by Ous Rishon. Fidarosh for sure. It's a new parsh. The father yashens them. Now is a new Orus. Who said the new Orus has a koyach? Are it's koydmin by him. Even any koydmin we had to have a chidush that the Orus could be meifer. But b'shutfusa de'av, the Orus could do it. He has a koyach b'shutfusa de'av. But here, he wants to connect to the Dorim that even the father was getting from the Orus. That the father could do it. But who said that the Ous could join the father and what he got? What? No, but the father has regular the oath. There's a chiddush that the oath could join him in. But because the father has, he's grabbing onto something. Who said that the oath could connect with him to that what he's grabbing onto? Again, if you learn that it's back to the original, you're right. After I know it's back to the original, I don't need psukim. You right?
So we already know
we don't know that it's back to, again. I said that's, we answered that it's not regular. It's a different parsha.
The
vault was not that it's a regular parsha. The vault was not that it's a regular parsha. The vault was that the father yashes the kriyah haba. Maybe he could, maybe he can't. We'll see later. But for sure, he can't be made for these nedarim. We'll see later, Zaran, what is the tzad of the Gemara? What yes will be, the Ran has two tzadim, what yes will be. First, what cannot be. What cannot be, the Gemara had a tzad that he cannot be made for regular. Can't be a regular afore v'orus and these nedarim. What has to be, we'll see later in the Ran. What has to be? Avad, what has to be if he can't do it? If the father himself could do it, or no one could do it? We'll see later what has to be if he can't do it. Two tzadim in the Ran. But the Gemara is asking the vial. You can't say that it's a regular parsha like a normal olus that he's made for. This nedorim mechetesa that he could be made for. Milolam darus achem made for nedorim sheniru larus rishon. Omar Shmuel Omar Krovi Moyesir leishu nedorim aleo. Nedorim shehoyu aleo. He's made for bekoidim. Dil ma'ana milishaloi niru larus rishon. Avo nedorim sheniru larus rishon lemotzi meifer larus achem. Aleo kro yeseiru. So we have a special pasuk. Sabad and Loshon Gemara, you could think that it's two psukim. One pasuk that is made for the dorim shelo niru, and one pasuk is made for the dorim sheniru. Fid rosh taka einach nami, alamol is two psukim. But fid ra'al, like we said before, belo niru ata kedomin a pasuk. This is the regular halacha of koidmim. The chiddush of the pasuk is ba'aleo, she'even sheniru la'orus is made for. So the first pasuk is not a drosha. The pasuk ma'etzim says that it's made for bekoidmim. Just the Gemara says, this is the regular halacha that is made for bekoidmim. Aber Mechatesa that is Mayfair, even the Dorim Sheniru Laurus Rishon. And of that we have an extra apostle. This is the source of the Shmaise of the Gemara. Now it's too halaki. We want to see the Ran of the Mishnah, and then the Ran, what was the Gemara's Kasha? It's a Shmeri Gemara. Avada, the Gemara understands that the Orus Achu, without an extra apostle, cannot be Mayfair, how we could connect to these Nadorim. Aber what will be? The Ran says Agan Sezor. And we'll start Keseda. The Orus could be made for Bekoidmin Beshutfis. See if we have to come to that, but this is what the Ran says. The Orus made for Bekoidmin Beshutfis. So the Orus Achon could be made for with the father. Why it has to be in the same day? Why it has to be in the same day? Mishum the b'shoma askinen. We oisek as was a ma'aseh shmir. The shoma orus is shoma av. Umishum ocher dafka boi b'yoni. Aval b'yoni shel ha'achrov loy. Why? Shekevel she shoma chad minayu v'lei hefer kaimele nidrei. Shvar kaloshon. Ubegmore shaklinu v'tarinen hay minayu shoma orus ovi. So this Ran, Be'etzem, is a very mechudosh dikera. The Ran says, why it has to be Nisgar Shabba Bayoyim, Nisar Shabba Bayoyim, Nisgar Shabba Bayoyim, Nisar Shabba Bayoyim? Because one of them heard. If no one heard, she doesn't have to get divorced in the same day. So one of them heard. Who heard? The father or the Baal? So the Ran, the Gemara will go either one. So if the father heard, it's very posh. The father heard. So the father Yeshoma is Sunday. If the whole story is not happening Sunday, so the Mele Tzah coming. So the father has to be made for today. So the Talmud says, Avir v'bayla achim v'firim v'doreo, has to be that all the divorces and the marriages happen Sunday. Say that. This is good. But on the Tzah that the Baal heard, why it has to be in the same day? The Baal heard, and then he divorced. Why it has to be now that the second guy get married in the same day? Why he can't get married tomorrow? Why it has to be that it happened in the same day? Again, Bishleim, if the father heard, so the father only can be made for Sunday. So if the father has to be made for together with the O's, it has to be Sunday. could be taken. The father could be made for today, the baal could be made for after a couple of days. But it says avir v'baalim mefirim medorel, it's mashma the same day. But if we're talking that the orus hurt, why it has to be in the same day? Why it has to be in the same day? The Rashash is minding the shayla like this, and I want to explain. It's two kashas here that we have to be oisik, and these two be'etzem is ashlome. It's ashlome to the whole seder advar. It's ashlome to the whole seder advar. First kasha is, I don't understand what you're telling me, because if it's not the same day, the Yom Shomer is over. Why the Yom Shomer is over? He couldn't do nothing. After he divorced her, he can't make Akoma, he can't make Afora anymore. So why it's called that was Akoma? Why it's considered he was making if the day passed? He divorced at 12 o'clock in the morning. The other guy married her after a week. So the Yom Shomer never finished. He was Oynes in the end of the day. Why it's called that was a Maisa Akoma? What?
It's called finishing.
Why it's called finishing?
You know they won't be able to
afford it. No, we're not going to Madama Gerushin Akoma. Akome means I know that I can't do nothing. One man almost says it's Akome because I know. The other guy says I don't think I'm divorced. We don't look at it like I knew. If when I did divorce Kilo, I knew that I don't have the day, it's Akome. The Meister divorce is a shtick and the whole day it's Akome.
That's when you know, when you don't know.
Again, if it's not Akome, so I didn't lose.
You know,
again, if it's I know, it's Akome. The Gemara is going now. We're going that it's not Akome.
When you don't know you.
Okay. If Gerushin Ke'akome, the sugi here anyway, he's talking to the Baal never heard. Because if Gerushin Ke'akome, so the second Baal cannot be made. The sugi is going now, the Ransad is, we're going that Gerushin is Kishlike. It's not the call, but I made divorce Kilo, I know I can't divorce anymore. I can't be made anymore. So why he loses the day? 1 second. This is one Shaila that needs a lot of Hesba. Oh, but this is the cleaner Shaila. The second Shaila here, I want to ask you, you learned the Samaches, Samach Zayin, Samaches, Samachtes. What would it be if the Baal hears the Neder Sunday and he dies Sunday afternoon? Monday the father could be Mefer or not? No Orus Achron. Monday the father could be Mefer or not? Again, Sunday the Baal heard, the father never heard. The Baal dies Sunday afternoon. Monday the Baal could be made for the nether, the father could be made for the nether or not?
No.
Yes. Of course. Before Shanturin Shechanoch, if you learn Samaches Mudalet, it's Kimat Mashma like that. The Gemara says, Shosak v'meiz boi b'yoyim, or Shosak v'eifer v'meiz b'yoyim shalachu. And the Ran explains why he made Beyoim, because if you waited till the night, he was made Akome. So he died in the middle of the day, so the father is Mefer. He doesn't have to Mefer on that day. What? Misroikma. Say that. So again, so very clearly, a husband, the Baal dies Sunday, the father can be made for Monday? Yes. Now, Monday afternoon, she got engaged. Why the Orus can't be Mefer? Now the Orus comes in. He's a shutef with a father. Zot deran by us, you can't be mefer. Only if it's in the same day. The Ran repeats himself in Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Gerushin kishtike olav kishtike. And the tzad is, the Gemara says, Mein af kemine, he divorced her ve'ad rei beyoyme. And he brought her back in the same day. Zok deran, lochi noget biyoyim, the adre lemochor, pshita de limotzi mefer, sho'avar yoyim shomoy. The adre gam shebesoifa yoyim lezer birshuse. The hode amrinen the adre lavdavke, hu adin acher, the last line. Even if someone else marries, only in the same day. So here is the Ran in the Mishnah, the first Ran in Ayin Aleph, and the last Ran in Ayin Aleph, that the Orus Achron could only mefer in the same day. So we have two shailas. The first shaila we have to understand bichlal, why it's considered akome. He was oynes b'seif hayoyim. The second we'll see. My shalom me'eni yodeh sheyesh mefirim, that the aloch is that he doesn't lose his yem shamoy. Here he cannot be made for why he loses his yem shamoy. We'll have to explain it. We have to understand why he loses the yem shamoy. But the shaila is lechure is mefurish in the sugi before that if he dies. If he dies, the father could be made for tomorrow. if the father can be made for tomorrow, so why here when there's a second Arus?
What?
It went to the father, right? Now the father can be made for Monday. Now a new Baal comes into the picture. He joins the father. But it was in the middle. It went to the father. It was by the father, right? Zog the Rashash, steht on the Yesoid. Orus Achroin, the Ran says it later, Kare the Rishoin. The Orus Achroin doesn't go through the father. The Orus Achroin goes directly and is a Hemshach of the first Orus. Again, we have, when we say these words, we have to prove it. Here's the Raya. Zog the Rashash on them, he doesn't have a Hesbeth, the last Rashash in Ein Aleph Amud Beis. We see here the Yesod of the Ran that Orus Achroin is Kare the Rishon. The Moshe, we'll not have time to see it. And the Rosh and the Sugyas is not Mashal as the Yesod of Kare the Rishon. The Ran says the whole time Kare the Rishon. And the Rosh, long Ran in Amud Beis, Pasha the Rosh never knew the Yesod. I don't know, we're not trying to answer another Rosh. But in the Ran, we'll have to say the Aleph Beis that is the Yesod that he's Kare the Rishon. And the Mele, he's in the same Hemshech as the first person. It's a big Kiddush. That is a Musik of Kare the Risha. What? What? I'm like the first one. The Mele, he has one Yom Shomoy, I'm the same Yom Shomoy of him. Again.
So why do you say that it's called?
We have two noises. We had one noise of why he lost the day. We'll have to explain it. Now we have another shaila. Why by the father he has the other day and he doesn't have the other day? And now we're answering why he has the other, why the Oros doesn't have the second day. The reason the Oros doesn't have the second day is because he's Kare the Rishon. It's a Hemshech of the first one. Now, the Rashash himself, the Rashash himself asks the Stiras in Shulchan Aruch. Then the Shulchan Aruch is Mashma Nishtazik. He has Kasha that even the Shulchan Aruch is Mashma Nishtazik. This the Rashash says, Klo. He's Medaikin in the Ran. If he divorced and he didn't remarry, the father can be made for Monday. But if he marries again, the Orus Achron says, now I'm going up, and Bemele, only on the same day. If it's not on the same day, I cannot be Mefer. I'm saying that the Rashash himself has kashas Gabi Misa Shulchan Aruch. But let me remind you the vay Gabi Geirushin. Gabi Geirushin, the Rashash says close that we have this chiluk. It's medayik in the Ran and Amud Beis. Lo Yitzir, the father would be around. There is mashma. Then he could be Mefer tomorrow. But vayil, she got married again, and the Orus Achron is Kare the Rishon. He only could do it on the same day. This is the Rashash. So now I want to ask you a shayla. So Mundazach, she made the nether Sunday. And the Oros heard about it. Now the Oros divorced her. The father could be made for? Yeah, he never heard about it. Monday the father could be made for? Yes. Monday afternoon, she becomes Muvasa. The Orus Achron could be Mefer? No. It's not Yom Shomoy anymore. I'm asking you, the father could be Mefer himself now or not? The Orus Achron stirs him or not? Stirs him or not? Again. If the father will be here himself Monday, the father could do it. He never had a Yom Shomoy. Comes the Orus Achron and says, I'm Kare the Rishon, I can't. Say that you can't do it. It's a move. Please let me to do it myself. The father could do it himself or not? He could do it himself or not? Yes or no? For sure he can. The Mishnah state Mishnah say. Only in the same day. And not in the same day. Well, the Mishnah means not in the same day the father himself. Avarinat. I'm asking you, why not? I'll explain. L'chure, what the Orus Achron says, I'm Kare the Rishon, and you're not Kare the Rishon. You're too late. It's a big chiddush. He could be a Kare the Rishon too late. How he relates to him if he can't take over his nether? What?
Ram called
Koyt.
Ram called
Koyt.
What? Another run is low, you can say that. Even though he can't give it to the
Omos Sheni,
he still has a
Koyach. But again, if he has a Koyach, that is Ochi Sol of Yom Shomai.
No, because the second
Omos has a Koyach. I said again. No. If that's the Omos Rishon, he's not Kare the Rishon. If he's not coming as the first one, he has a Koyach of Omos.
If he's clapping the Omos Sheni, then you could say the
Omos Rishon. Again, he doesn't. But the
father, Yaakov,
take what you say. It's Alderaan. I don't know what Alderaan is. So no chabot. If is lechure is not if he's not kare the rishon, why he will stare? Lechure orus achroin has to be kare the rishon. Here that it's too late, so lechure he will not stare. So what we'll say? Say that. So he can have a koyach afore. So he makes a yitzia mirshus ha'av. He's doing a yitzia. She's a naira mura, so and is a av. And then is a baal. The baal can't be meifel. Yovim, we had a sofek. Oh, but now we have an orus that can't be meifel. But meifel, he's an orus. He can't be meifel because atzkar the rishon he doesn't have the koyach atzkar the rishon. So meile he makes a yitzia. But meile maybe else then the father can't be meifel. But we come to the state clause that the second day, the Rashash explains, is considered is because he has to be Kara the Rishon, he has to be in the same day, but he can't be Mefer because the Mais is not in the same day, but the father also cannot be Mefer. So this is the first Chaylik. Now we have to go back to the Ikar Shail. But why the Mais, the first Orus, lost his day? Arilechura, he was the Oinus in the end of the day. If he was the oinus in the end of the day, we have the Gemara in Dafa in Zion. Yodea ani sheyesh nedorim ve'eini yodea sheyesh mefirim. The Gemara says you don't lose the Yom Shammai. So why here he loses the Yom Shammai? Why he loses the Yom Shammai? We have the same kashina in Samachtes Amud Alef. Kim lechi lesho. The Ran says you can make afore only boy beyoim, but tomorrow you can't make afore if you make shaila tomorrow because it's ready after Yom Shomoy. I yesterday zog the tour, I could not be mefer because it was akome. So it's like you dare nishi yesh mefirim nedorim, vein dare she yesh mekim, vein dare she yesh mefirim. So we have three gemoras that have to stim. One gemora that if a person knows about the nether but he doesn't know that the father could be made from the dorim, it's not called the akome and he doesn't lose the Yom Shammai. And we have Bayos Geirushin that he loses the Yom Shammai. And we have if a person makes the akome, Nishal al akome, Zog deran nafka bebeyoim, because if not he loses the schus afore, what is the difference? So the answer is, we answered already, the answer is that be yedem is sheyesh nedorim ve'en yedem sheyesh mefirim. The Yom Shomoy never started because he never knew that he has a parsha b'aforas nedorim. But she'engen bayos, he knew before the gerushin that is a ma'isa aforas nedorim. So the Yom Shomoy started when he made a hakom and then his nishan ala hekem. He knew that is a nedorim. He knew that he could make a aforas. So the Yom Shomoy started. So be'etzem, this is the tzuras advarim that we mentioned b'terchkei advarim when we learned masechta Ya'arav Urasa. That we have b'tzad echod any yodea sheyesh mefirim, you don't lose the Yom Shomoy, and we have here two gemoras geirushin and akome that the Ran says dafka by b'yoyim, but tomorrow it's too late. How he was the oynes, and the answer has to be that here at least the Yom Shomoy started before he divorced. The Yom Shomoy started. Mashenken any yodea sheyesh mefirim, person made akome, then he's nishal. But the Yom Shomoy started. So if he's nishal tomorrow, it's too late. This is glad. The problem is the tour. The tour paskins and daf samachtes nishal ala hekem afilu lemochor reish la medalet zog the tour veafilu nishal lemochor. It helps. Why it helps afilu nishal lemochor zog the tour? Because It's not called Yom Shammai. He didn't lose the Yom Shammai because he could not be made for after that comment. Choshev k'misha eini yodei sheyesh mafirim. And here he says, Dafkan is gasha boy beyoin. Frank de Velt, what is the difference? Why Legabe Akome, the tool says that if you nishal the mocher, it helps? Not like the Ram. I never lost my Yom Shammai because I was a oinus. I cannot be made for. And here in Gerushin, it's Kimada Mishnah. The Mishnah says boy beyoin. And the tool is like the Ram, Dafka boy beyoin. But if it's not boy beyoin, if it's not boy beyoin, he could be made for. If it's not by B'yoyim, he has a chisol. If it's not by B'yoyim, he has a chisol. Shail is, what is the difference? This needs no chayesma. Mikol makoyim, klapi the ran of the Mishnah, what we have to be moitzi in the ran of the Mishnah is that the Orus Achroin needs to be B'yoyim Shomoy because he's not coming duch the Father. The Father doesn't need a Yom Shomoy, even if he arshins Yenem's Neda. Even if it's a Yerusha. But the father has his own Yom Shammai. Kar the Rishon, it's a higher level from Yerusha. His mamash hemshech of the Rishon, the melee has to be in the same day. So this is the Yesoid that we call it Shita Saran, that is a musik that the Sheini is Kar the Rishon. I think it's very glad the Ran says it twice in the end of in Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph and Ayin Aleph Amud Beitz. So Reb Nochem asked the Kasha, if Sido Azai Yesoid from Kare de Rishoin, how you read the first Ran in Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, the first line. The first line in the Ran, the Chura is wrong. Nodro v'yaruso, ovio v'baylo ha'achoin mefirim medoreo. The first line. The Orus meifer bekoidmin b'shutfusa de'av. Why have to come the Orus meifer bekoidmin? Why have to come the Orus meifer bekoidmin? He's not Kaidmim. He belongs to the Orus. Kare de Rishon. It's not Yerusha. It's Kare de Rishon. The father is a Yerusha. The father is called a Yerusha and he doesn't have to have the Yom Shammai. Because the father yarshins the Baal. The Baal is a Hemshech. But I want to explain to you, it's not Stamakasha. It's a Bombadikakasha. Why? Why a Baal made for Beshutfus Da'av? Why a Baal Meifa became Mishutfus Adav? What is the Hezbo? What? Yitzi, what Hezbo that we said? Why? What? Can't hear. Because the father is the Ikav. Here the Orus Achron is not coming from the father. Below this it's wrong. It's not only that it's not needed. It's below this wrong. Orus Achron is Kare de Rishon. So first you don't need it. So I was trying to say maybe you do need it. But I'm saying, even if you do need it, it's wrong. And in the whole vote, if Shutfus to the Av, I'm Tofel to the Av, Duch the Av, I'm not Tofel to the Av, I'm not Duch the Av. I'm going to the first one. I'm not coming Duch the Av. I have a Koyach myself. Yeah, but the main is not Koyin Mim. Over here, the first Olus is not Koyin Mim. So this doesn't help me. The father doesn't help me. If it's a problem, the father doesn't help me here. If it's a problem of claiming, the father will not help me. Reb Nochem was niskasha very much. Maybe he's mocking to say teiras. So maybe we'll manage to get to them to say answers. But again, we are miyaser and we learn like the Rashash because there's no different way to understand why it has to be dafka in the same day. Ariba, the father himself, it doesn't have to be in the same day. So we're explaining why it has to be in the same day because Aus Achron is Kare de Rishon. This is the yaser of the Rashash. And mitzad sheni, Mishnei with the Rosh that doesn't learn Kare de Rishon says take shutfus meifa bekoidmin. But lefi the Ran, lechur the Aus Achron here is not mitzad the svor of koidmin. Chur at stam. I don't want to go into the Tirutz again. I don't want to go into the Tirutz. I want now to go to the second Chelek. And this bets, I'm here the second Chelek is Mefatech the whole Sugi. The Gemara asked the Kasha, how we know that Orus Achroin could mefer Nedorim Sheniru L'Orus Rishon? We explain the Kasha. We understand that Orus could be made for with the father. And we understand when the father has a yarshin, the oz could join him in. Aber lefi deran, that the vote is that the father here got the koyach of the Baal. Maybe in these nedorim, Orus Achoin doesn't have a koyach. He could join koinim by a regular father. But when the father has a pekale, mechetese. And Taka, the answer is Taka, is Xeras HaKosuv, and Taka, he goes direct. He bichlal Taka doesn't join the father. That's Xeras HaKosuv. Aber the Gemara's kasha is, minolom, we understand normal Orus with the father. Aber these nedorim that the father has, from a visit, from a Yerusha, maybe the Orus Achoin cannot join it. The Ran came here in three lines and tried to explain this Gemara. And the Ran in the beginning is Givaldik and then becomes a little bit Shvel. Three lines in the Ran. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? So what the Gemara wants that will be now? The Gemara does not want that the Orus Achoin could be Mefer because he's not related to these Nedorim that are visiting by the father. So what will happen in this Nedor? So what the Gemara wants that will happen in this Nedor now? So the Ran comes with two pshotim. Vedilme. Look in the Ran Dibur HaMaschil Vedilme. Hanem mile benedorim sheloi niru lorus. Aber nedorim sheniru lorus. Rishoin. Loi motzi meifer oris achroin. Shekeibon sheniru lorishoin. Loi nisroikno lashus lorus achroin. Elo leav. Beikei shedavai. Hilkach. Here the Ran has one line. What the Ran wants. First pshat. Neime, the nedorim sheniru l'orus rishoin, orus achroin kemandeles edomi, umeifer av. Apora adumo. Who will be meifer? The father himself. Make sense? Why the father himself? Why the father himself? Oh, but she's married. There's a Baal. Why the Baal doesn't shtel? Why the Baal doesn't shtel? You're right, the Baal can't do it. But let him to shtel. Why he doesn't shtel? You're right, the Orus Achoin can't do it. Why he doesn't shtel? What? Why he doesn't shtel? Cheresh could make for Nedorim? No. But he shtels? Tzad is yes. Yavon cannot be made for Nedorim. But he shtels? So Tzad is yes. The Kirinoiro wants us to understand what I'm asking now. He asks it better. The father could be made for Kol Nedorim Lefi the Rambam. Baal only Beina Lebeina. In the Nefesh. She gets Naira Muroso. The father can't be made for Kol Nedorim. Why? If the Orus can't do it, let the father do it on his own. As if like the Kirinoiro on the run. What is the answer? He tells. You're right, so Orus Achoin can't do it. The Orus Achoin can't do it. You're right that he can't do it. Let him to shtel. What the Ran is explaining the Gemara. The Gemara says maybe Orus Achoin can't do it. I hear he can't do it. So the father will do that as well. Father will do that as well. Fleit the Keren Euro. So Evi the Fina Rambam Evi Nairam Muroso. Let the father the Mefer call Nedorim. The Orus can't do it. I'll do it on my own. What? What does that? Who doesn't have shaykhus? Say no. More than shaykhus, but the mice is a yitzir. It's a yitzir. A cheresh, no samech has a tzad that shtels. Yovam, the ran has a tzad that shtels. I'm fighting Kerenoyer, I don't understand. Shal nedorim lefi the Rambam. Why the father can be meifa? Oh, well, the few will be learned till now, the answer to Chua is Kemin Choyma. This is the first way the Veld learns. We'll start with the first way, it's the easy way. Here the father belongs to. The father, the father Yash in the Baal. So Bemele has two koiches. We're not telling the father to be made for on his own. He's worth two. He worth himself and he's worth the Baal. Who said it? The Ran said it in Yavam. The Ran said in Yavam, even if he shtels, aber nedorim sheniru, he can be made for himself. And this is what the Ran said in Yavam. What the Ran said in Yavam? What the Ran said in Yavam? That even if the Yavam shtels, aber nedorim sheniru, the father could do on his own. I'm glad to tell it. No, now we're going to feed the side of the footing more knows that it jumps. We're going in the habit. Look at the Bura Maschil. Aber the Dorim Shul Orus Loi Motzi Meifer. And the Tzad that it doesn't jump. No, he's ma'akev because the vow we don't know that it's jumped in. We don't know kari. Why by the yavam he doesn't shtel? Why by the yavam he doesn't shtel? Because the father has two koiches. A normal nedorim, the yavam takes the chelik of the father. But here he doesn't take because the father has two portions. Does for state in the rana nine hey? As an ain't hey.
There's no
hershey. The yavam he shtels later.
Another one.
Once the yavam shtels, but even so, when the father has two portions, he doesn't shtel. The same thing like yavam, he doesn't shtel. So the belt says, "L'chura, this is the ram." The ran here is mamish ashlom to the holy side. The problem is now the ran has a second son. Inami, no, taket shtels, taket. Inami, kevon the ikaholus for lemotzi mefer, makemorus av lemefer lechude. Taket the father can do it, taket zavaya. The gemara meant taket that no one could be mefer. The gemara taket meant that no one could be mefer. So we explain so gishmak. We explain so gishmak that the father has two portions. If the father has two portions, so what is the second son? Again, the Ran is trying to explain here. Be'etzem, the Ran is nochit to the umke the shmeisa. The Gemara has a tzad that olus achron cannot be meifa. So the Ran, so what will be? One tzad zok to so the father could do it on his own. Second tzad says no, but it's a olus he shtels. So what is the first tzad? What is the tzad that the father could do it on his own? So the Velt wants to say who shall be bound? But the father has two portions. The man, the father could do it on his own. While the father is also a Baal, as David the Ran said in Yovam, that he could do it on his own. So if he could do it on his own, then mainly he could do everything here on his own. He could do everything here on his own, he has two portions. As David the Ran himself said in Yovam, that on that Shaila he never had a Shaila, but him was Pasha that Shaila Bichlal. This is very Gishmak. But they say, if it's so Gishmak the way we're learning, then what is the Inami of the Ran? What is the enemy of the Ran? And the father has two portions. So maybe Lechua the Hezbollah will be like this. Again, on our derech, some want Mikoyach that to change the whole sugya here. And there's nice status. I'm not saying that now. But we're starting first with Derech HaMelech. The Pshat is Azeh. Be'etzem, forget about the Orus Rishon. The father says, I came from there. I took the Baal. So now look what is happening. That's what you're telling also. The father has his koyach. We'll call it the right side is the father. The left side is the Baal. So the father says, I'm the father. I took also the left side. I took over the Baal. So I'm two now. So the Orus tells him, 1 second. But I now married your daughter. So I'm a shutif with you. And you're chaylik. If I'm a shutif with you and you're chaylik. So, okay, the shayla is, every time on the O's, I will explain. You could say that Alam al O's only take the left side. And that left side already the father has. So the male is no problem. Other name. The O's says, you're right that I don't have a koyach. Other I'm a O's. Forget about what happened yesterday. I'm also now trying to make a yitzir. The male, I'm staring you. I'm doing the Aryeh Yetziyah. The man, I'm staring you. So while I'm doing the Aryeh Yetziyah, that Yetziyah has to stare you. So the Enoch Hanami, the father is two. So what will be the suffix of the Ran? The suffix will be when the father is two means he's Kilo, father and a Baal, so maybe the Baal can never stare anymore. The Baal can never stare because he has both. Another pshat. You're right that he's two. About the Maisa, the Baal is staring now because he's doing a Yetziyah and the Chelik of the Ha. Then the Chul will be the Sofik of the Ha. Just again, what is that? It's very Gishmak Mepshat. Chutz that it's Nistof in the Ran and Dafayin Hei. And Dafayin Hei, the Ran says in the Yovam that we don't say it. The Chul and the Dafayin Hei stayed before Shnishtazim. So this will be a Gishmak Mepshat here if you don't know Ayin Hei. The people that don't know INA, this is what you could say pshat here. But if you know Ayin Hey, state in the Ran, that is a tzad that the Yovel makes a Yetziah. And on the tzad that he makes a Yetziah, he says, oh, but if I have two koiches, the Yetziah doesn't stop. How we can be mechalik? So l'chur, the Ran here is Be'el and the Ran there. Same thing, it's the same thing. It's the same thing, it's always the same thing. So I'm saying again, to go back to the Ikar Divrei Aran. Ikar Divrei Aran. The Ran is Maimid, a Sofik, and the Gemore. The Gemore has a Sofik, if Orus Achon, before the Pasuk, Orus Achon cannot be Mefer. Orus Achon cannot be Mefer without the Pasuk. Zog the Ran, zu was will sein? One side the Father can be Mefer, and one side the Father is stuck. And we have to know what is the Tzutz Dodin. So the Keren Eure learned Balabatish. If a guy can't be Mefer, he can't stare. That's what the Sof gives the Ran. A guy that can't be Mefer, if he stares or not. So the Keren Eure, if it's all Balabatish, so if he's the Rambam, he'll be a Sofek every time when his father, when she's not a Muroso, the Baal can't be Mefer, he will not stare. Every Chersh will not stare. And then the Keren Eure learned, the Ran is Kipshutai. Mele Freyde the Keren Eure, what is the Sof gives the Ran? A guy that can't be Mefer, if he's a stare or not. Not mashma. So we said no, it's a long this. Avad is a guy that can be made for stairs. Over here the shayla is that the father is worth two, or is not worth two? The father is worth two, what is the other side? So the other side is that even though he's worth two, but the Baal could make him a yitzir. He could be worth two bismorgan. But the Baal animal comes and eats out of him. And takes out a chelik out of him. He takes out a chelik out of him. He's megareh from him. Yeah, if we say such a tzad, even if love is not true belombus, it's nistaf from Yavo. Even belombus, I'm not so sure if it's true to say that the Baal is megareh from him. Because it could be a fazay bite that the Baal could be megareh from him, so let the Baal be mefer. He can be mefer as those. So the Welt wants to say, under a zog in Gantz. The Ran never meant to say so tif, he's two, he's one. This he leaves to Dafa in Hay. Here he doesn't come to say that. He means to say like this. Is a gzerasakosuv that nedorim sheniru la'orus rishoin loy niru la'orus achon. And val de loy niru la'orus achon, like someone said here, he's not megareah. He's out. Hashem made him ki'ilu, he's not in the parsha. So there's no yetziyah bichlal. It's not like a Yovam. A Yovam is in and out. Chersh is in and out. Shan Nedorim is in and out. Nedorim sheniru la'orus rishoin is a gzeras hakosuv svorish shaloi nirim la'orus achoin klape orus achoin. It never happened. So he doesn't make a yetziyah. This is their hanoche. This aloch no reshim misinai. I can't explain it. But this is their yesoid. Nedorim sheniru la'orus rishoin will never be niru la'orus achoin. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? Clears the Ran one side to say, so if there's no Orus Achroin, so for sure the father could do it. Father could do it. Oy Dilme, we had a drosha before that the father only is Yerush if it's not someone else. But if someone else, the father is not Yerush. So the father can't do it. So he can't do it. Not because he's stuck, because Bichlal is not Yerush. This is what the Ran said before. So again, Be'etzem, not the Pshat the father is two. Avada the father is Yerush. And it's not called a Yetziyah. The Loshon Aran state as it. The cave on the Nirul Orus Rishon is not Aran. Kenemuch Aleim, Ekeisha, Ilkech Neim, Dorum Shil Orus, Orus Achoin, Keman de Lesa Domi. It's no Orus Achoin. So the father could be Mefer. Oy Dilme, we have a Droshe, Mekish Kedume Avai Rishon, Kedume Avai Shnie, that when someone is there, the father doesn't have a Kerach Afore. So maybe the father can't be Mefer. So Pum Fakel. Not sad that the state that the father is too. This is what we're going to here the Shaila is, if it's Keilu Kemandelese and the father could be made for Alein, if it's Kemandelese and the father could be made for Alein, or we don't say Kemandelese, and Bemele, the father, not as a Yetziah, it's not a Yetziah because he's Mufka for the Parsha, or the Val is a person here, the Ran answered in Ayin Amud Beis, that is a Drosha, Megish Kedume Havai, Yishen Kedume Havai, Yishnir, B'chai Gavne, you can't be Meifa. B'chai Gavne, you can't be Meifa. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow, Shir will be a bit early, 11:30, because it's a Siyum later. Maybe we'll say maybe one ashlama, but be'ikir, I want to speak maybe a little bit on the Yonah Diyomah.